I've been looking for you.
Why? Did you want to get a high? Over my dead body. Everything is over between us anyway.
You're making too big a deal out of this.
My father's signature is on half of the company's documents.
Well?
You've done a terrible thing, Siavash. Terrible thing.
You've done this to yourself, kid. You're not feeling well these days. And it's because of this junk you're doing.
I don't care. My brain is fried now anyway, so... It wasn't supposed to be this way. Remember what you said in college? I remember it was like today, when you said I was the best. I wasn't even thinking about getting married. I was just thinking about building houses, that's all. I wanted to build the most beautiful buildings.
I still say you're the best.
I'm the biggest idiot. That's all I am, just the biggest idiot in the world. If I wasn't, you wouldn't manipulate me into throwing all those lavish parties for a bunch of retards like you who only speak about their trips abroad, into buying all those presents for you to give to your different girlfriends. Yeah, you're right. I have no one to blame but myself. You know that as well as I do. That there's nothing left for me here, just nothing.
You're not feeling well. Get up. Get up, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Don't touch me.
Don't be ridiculous. Come on, let's go.
Don't touch me, I said.
Come on, you're not feeling well.
Don't touch me, Siavash. Don't touch me.
Well.
I'm
Get
an
the
architect.
Hell up.
Don't touch me. I'm an architect, I said. You treat me with respect, an architect. My father used to give alms to people like you. And it's not that I don't have money now. I'm to blame for my current situation. I started having fun in a way that I wasn't supposed to, that I never liked, and now I'm paying the price. Do you hear me? Now listen, boss. I'm still strong enough and powerful enough to take care of someone like you. And I still have enough of my father's company shares to become one of you again. Now you listen to me. You cannot set foot in my house again. Is that clear? If you want to see your sister, make plans with her outside of my house. You just keep away from my house. You understand me? You understand? You understand? You just stay away from me and get the hell out.
What is this? Filet mignon?
Filet mignon.
Oh, mignon. Does it come with rice?
With steamed vegetables.
Oh, very good. Okay, so bring us two of those, please. Yes. I thought this would be a better place to meet. Has Tamina told you about me?
No. The office was better.
Why? Don't you like it here?
Nope.
Huh. I don't like it either. They say it's a nice place, although with no rice.
Tamina gave me this card.
They say it's a nice place, although with no rice.
Tamina gave me this card. What do you want?
I want you to work for me. My jobs are bigger than Tamina's. With more money.
Exactly how much more?
Enough for you to buy yourself a new car. Or a nice big new house.
I'm quitting this job. Tamina knows.
Who cares about Tamina? You're talking to me now.
It makes no difference. I said I'm quitting.
It makes no difference, huh? You mean that I am no different than Tamina?
No. I needed some money, and I've made most of it. I'll do something about the rest.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Not now. Later. You know, some jobs are easy to get into. You give them a, what do you call it, a resume. And then you start the job. And then one day you just don't want to go anymore. But some jobs like ours don't have forms or interviews. But then you just can't come out and say, sorry, or I quit. I don't feel like doing this anymore. Now you can open it. What do you say now? What if your father sees these? Or even worse, what would happen if someone hears about this? That's no good. It's no good at all. This is what I mean when I say it's easy getting into the job, but it's very hard when you want to get out of the job.
I need to think.
Okay. Sit here, think, and say okay.
What kind of job?
Big jobs. You'll rake in millions. But we'll start small. You'll learn this way. People are always happy to work with me. Take Tamina, for instance. Everything she's got it from me. Even the drugs come from me. You're shocked, huh? Yes, you're shocked. Aren't you? You're surprised.
Okay, then what?
Listen now, you're a smart cookie and you should know these things. I've been checking you out for a while now. Now I want you to go and check out Tamina for me. I want to know who she gives drugs to, how much she gets. And is she getting any drugs from anybody else?
That's all? What about these?
You don't have to worry. They're safe with me. I just need some leverage. My God, it's a wicked job. But you have a future, so don't you worry. Tamina is an old dog. You can't teach her new tricks. I want someone who's fresh. Like you are. Just like you.
Prego.
Huh? Did you swear at me?
No, I'm talking to myself.
Oh. So did you think about it? Did you think I'd forget? Let's have it. What will it be?
There's only one answer, isn't there? I can't say no. It's a yes.
Dinner!
I have to go home.
Oh, okay, I'll wait for you to call. I'm paying for this one too, aren't I? Hate to waste good money.
Where are we going tonight? I mean, where are you going tonight?
Mrs. Farhat's house.
If you're not late, I'd like to speak with you.
What is there left to talk about?
You know there's plenty we haven't talked about yet.
You're upset now. Leave it for later.
There is no later. There's nothing after this, is there? Nothing.
No, there isn't. This is as bad as it gets. For you and for me, my love, this is the end.
Nothing's changed. I'll bring the company back. Everything will be all right. You had a right to support them. I'm not upset about that. It's not important for me.
It's not important for me either, you know. I don't care what you think about this. If you've forgiven me or not. The only thing I want is for you to leave right now. Go somewhere far away so I don't have to see your face or your anger after you've used ever again.
We've been doing well up until now, haven't we?
Well, I'm out. I'm not in it anymore. You're on your own.
Why? Because I'm broke?
No, because I've had it with you. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm late as it is. We won't see each other for a while until the papers are ready. You will only speak to my lawyer from now. I'll come to court with him.
Everything I've done has been for you, Neda. I kept the company for you. I bought this house for you. Everything was for you. I'm the same Afshin.
Well, I'm not the same Neda.
Then what's changed anyway? Everything is the same old filth it used to be.
But I have changed. I don't love you anymore. Remember our promise? We part ways if love is gone. And I haven't loved you in a very long time.
Why are you telling me this now, in this situation?
This is my lawyer's number. Don't let things get ugly, Afshin. You know, like filing complaints and drug tests.
Yes, I know. You like things to say sophisticated.
I told Najma to pack your stuff. She's put them in a suitcase. It's by the door.
My blueprints?
I didn't find those. Good night.
In the good old days, the radio had a story on at night. I still can remember it. Well, Saman, I think it's kind of related to your work. It was about the future and robots. But that can't happen. No, no. It was really nice. But can it really happen? That's what I'm asking.
It was just a story, that's all.
Can you please stop moving for a minute?
Yes, Amane. I don't think that can happen, sir.
That's what I said. I said it is all impossible. Man is the master of all creation. He brings about his own demise, but no one else can beat him.
Mahmoud?
Robots cannot do that. Oh, thank you very much.
Are you done, Samane? The poor boy is stiff. I'm almost done.
He's probably going to turn out like Godzilla.
Mahmoud, will you come for a second?
Yes, of course. Excuse me.
Yes, of course.
Samane, dear, finish up. I need you inside. I'm coming.
Has something happened at work, Ghazala?
Yeah. I nagged up Arami a little about the amount of work. And I don't know what his problem was. I think he had something on his chest because he lashed out at me.
It's done.
Let me see. Is this me?
I hope you like it.
Thank you. It really does look like me.
Samane.
Thanks again. I need a favor. Hold on to this for me, please. It's really important.
Sure, what is it?
Information on the robots. I erased the club's computer.
Saman, that chapter is over. Why can't you let it go?
It's not over for me, you hear?
Why are you dragging it on? You're fooling yourself. This isn't what we agreed. Have you forgotten?
No, I haven't.
Then why can't you let it go? What do you want?
I want what I'm entitled to.
What are you saying? Who says you're entitled to anything in that club? Why must you and I do this to each other? I've given up everything for our future. I don't see or go out with our friends. I put up with everything that comes out of Barami's or any other dirtbag's mouth to make the money for our trip. But you're clinging to a place that doesn't appreciate you. Saman, they don't want you. How else can they tell you that? Do they have to kick you out? Go and find a job that makes you good money so we can leave. Is that too much to ask? Is it too much to ask that you do something that makes you happy?
No, it isn't. When have you ever bit your tongue, though?
Don't start, Saman. You've pressured me hundreds of times.
Me? You're pressuring me. Am I supposed to stop doing what I love because you tell me to?
Yes. If you love me, you should.
What has that got to do with anything?
It all boils down to one thing. Think about it. And if you think I'm worth it, then give me an answer. I can't stand this.
What have I gotten into?
Cob, the best in town. Don't pass it up. You know you want some. Tell your friends about me.
Penniless, he knocks on every door, but to no avail.
Typical. Says here they've already filled a position.
I swear in 1 year you'll have made a tidy profit. There's no grafting involved.
So he plans to disguise himself as this man's nephew.
Our very own Dr. Sharok, gynecologist and infertility expert from India.
For 20-odd years, he didn't come looking for his mother. But now she's dead, he's on his way here to get his inheritance.
What if the real Sharok in Bombay comes here to Tehran?
He said he wouldn't be coming to Tehran for 2 months.
Seriously, there's gonna be a mess.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Pull you back.
My love, you can bet your island.
Milk and Honey on iFilm.
Aren't you going to eat?
I'm not hungry.
You just arrived home.
I'm not hungry. I gotta go.
Look, it's 10:30. We haven't had dinner because we've been waiting for you all this time. And now you're leaving again?
It's always been this way.
What's with you lately? Why do you give me the third degree every time I come home and I want to go out?
I'm just saying, I've gone through all this trouble just to have a bite. Unless, of course, you're going to eat with someone else.
What did you say?
I mean, what sort of job is this that takes up your mornings and your nights? Don't you have lunch or dinner breaks?
What sort of job, you ask? You never asked that before? My work has paid you well. I've always thrown money at you to buy anything. Anything in this store. Any sort of trash you want. What's the problem now? You just made a simple meal, that's all.
If you're so sensitive about my questioning, it definitely means you're up to something.
Yeah. So this dinner is the problem, right? There! There's the problem!
So that's how it is? Here!
You started a dangerous game, Lucien. A dangerous game!
There!
My darling. My life. I don't want you catching a cold. You liked it, didn't you? Hello? What is it? I can't understand what you're saying.
I asked him about his work. He went wild. He said it's nothing. He swore there's no one else. And he got angry when I questioned him.
Don't believe him. Don't be fooled by his anger. He's just putting on a show, so he won't get caught. They're all the same. He'll buy you some jewelry so you'll forget the whole thing. You mustn't back down.
I don't even know where he goes, or when he goes.
Follow him, or have him followed. Then you can catch him red-handed. Search his clothes. He'll be caught sooner or later.
I can't bear the thought of it. Sometimes I think I should just forget about it.
It's better to know the truth than to live in a lie. How long can you keep going on like this? Listen. If something happens again, give me a call. Tonight is over, okay? Go to bed. Goodbye. You're eventually going to slip up, Rashid.
Okay, so I will need you to fax that as soon as possible and send an email back with a reply. Hello, sir?
Hello, sir.
What's wrong, guys?
We haven't seen you in a
while. What's wrong?
What is it?
Sir? Sir!
What is it, sir?
Sir!
What's wrong?
Mr. Barami, open the door.
Get lost now, all of you.
What are you doing? What do you want, Afshin? What do you want? Wait a minute. Now speak to me. You crazy lunatic. What do you want from me? Afshin, what are you doing, Afshin? Oh my God! Afshin! Afshin, please! Afshin, please, no. No, no!
Please call the police.
Tamina, dear, as I was saying, this is Tamjiri's card. He said to give him a call.
Tala, why should I work with someone I don't know? Why should I do it? You're going to get us into trouble.
I know him. It's just a phone call. If you don't want to, you won't work with him. You'll see that you won't regret it, I promise.
Look at you. It really suits you. Buy it.
Tamine, what should I tell him?
Listen to me, Tala. I don't understand why you're acting as the messenger here. If he wants to work with me, he can contact me himself. I don't like him sending his people and playing cat and mouse with me. Sending cards and all that.
Come, let me show you the new gowns. They're right over here.
Mr. Tamjiri. Yes, this is Tamine. I don't like sending messages. I'm listening. Which Rashid are you talking about? I do my work, you do yours. What's in it for me? I'm listening.
Vansora, open the door. I know you're there.
Plastic and aluminum, you have it. I buy it. Dry bread.
Listen, take all my stuff in exchange for the rent I owe you. Open the door.
You have and don't want, I buy it.
Mansoor, please open the door. I need to talk to you. Come on. Come on. Open the door.
I'll buy your plastic.
Oh, God, why have you changed this godforsaken lock? Open the door! Open the door. I'll have money someday, and I'll give you 2 months' rent in advance. I swear. Mansoura, please open the door. Come on, open it. Okay, don't open the door. What do I care? Why? I won't give you a single penny. I'd really like to see who else would rent this dump you call a house.
Have you retired?
If you're gonna pay me now, then I'll quit right now.
This is your job, and you're not doing it well lately.
I won't make the money I need with these petty jobs. I need 7 million. That's a crazy amount of money.
You liked the big job then, didn't you?
I mean, as if you don't like the big ones.
I'm different. I'm the reason you got here in the first place. So stop bragging to me about it. And when you started, our deal was just the petty jobs, remember?
It's been a long time since we've started. Our deal has changed.
Money doesn't grow on trees. And you're not a child, are you? So if you want the big money, come out and say it. It's not the end of the world. I'll give you your money. You don't work for free, right?
I deserve every penny. If I get caught with this stuff, will you yourself come get me out of prison?
No. I'll bring you canned food. Do you like baked beans?
Well, if I go down, I'm taking you with me.
If I've let you play until now, it's because I thought you were a good player. I wanted to help you so you could save money for your trip, but you haven't seen my dark side. So don't threaten me, Ghazali. If you dare to piss me off, I'll take you down as quickly as I pulled you up, so you bet. If you dare to piss me off, I'll take you down as quickly as I pulled you up, so you better watch your back.
Why do you have a bee in your bonnet? Is it because I asked for money?
Who cares about money? I never jilt anybody because I've been jilted myself. I've been jilted big time. You want money? I've shown you how to get it. Then go out and get it, instead of feeling sorry for yourself. You need to get 7 million? You'll make it. Easy as pie.
It looks like I won't get money from you today.
Don't be fooled by my looks. I'm not made of money, and I have to feed hundreds of people like you. If your problem will be solved with 7 million, mine won't. I need tons more. And I'm completely broke now. I need a lot more money than you can imagine. A lot more. I have some plans, though. I've been thinking about it, and I've always been generous to you. When I get some money, you'll be the first to get some so you can get lost, you beggar.
It looks like you're the beggar today. At least, treat me to this scarf or something.
Whatever. I'll give the money to Tala.
I can change the music if you want.
I'd rather you turn it off.
Then you don't like the music? Where are you going?
I said Shar is Eva. Are we there?
No, I'm not going there. Get out, miss. I don't want to get caught. Please get out. Miss, I said get out, please. I am not in the mood for trouble. Go on, get out. I can't handle you. Lady, please, just get out of the cab. Come on! Come on! What are you waiting for? You good for nothing. Come on, move!
Will honking make it any better?
Yes, it will, it will. Well, hello, look who's calling.
Hello?
I thought you were gone.
I've got news.
Tell me.
I can't tell you on the phone, I need to see you.
I can't now. I'm busy with a job.
Okay.
Then I better go cut a deal with Tamine. She pays well for good news.
Okay, now. Don't pout. Hold on a moment. It's one of my colleagues.
Hello?
I hate this job, seriously.
Is something wrong?
No, it's okay. Is it okay if I drop you off at the subway station?
I don't know the subway.
It's easy. It's all underground, all the trains. How could you get lost? You get on a train, you get off at the next stop. You want to take a cab?
Can't you just take me yourself?
No, I can't. We've been working on this deal for 3 weeks now. Now the guy is ready. You can't expect me to ditch him. Here. Take this. Get a cab.
Goodbye. Taxi?
از این
نفس رو از این سرگیجه تبدو از این احساس حتی از خودت بیزار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار از این بیراه رفتن دست بردار همین دل تنگی و دل با پسی ها رو همینو